Psalm 42. I want to bring a real message to God's real people and meet us where oftentimes we really are. I want to bring a real message to God's real people and meet us where very, very often we find ourselves. I pray this will be a help to us tonight. I really do. But I pray that this will be a help for a moment when we may truly need it. A moment when we truly, truly need this. Psalm 42, verse 11 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." David is asking himself a question. He is pondering some things within himself all through this psalm. And I realized something in reading this time that I have never realized before. This sincerely helped me. I'm telling you, this has really, really helped me. This taught me something. I learned something this week. It showed me where a believer's encouragement comes from in a moment when he or she can't seem to find any. David desperately wanted encouragement. All right? He desperately wanted encouragement. But he never physically received any in this psalm. Now, I'm going to say that again, and let's ask the Lord to help us enter into this. That's God's dog. He'll shut him up when he's good and ready. David wanted encouragement, but he never received any in this psalm. Okay? Now, this is what I noticed reading this. He wanted his soul to be uplifted. That's what he wanted. But it didn't happen. Verse 11 is virtually the exact same verse as verse 5. David said the things that he said in the first four verses, and then he said in verse 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Why art thou cast down? That's what he wants to know. Why are you cast down? Verse 6, he said, "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me." He said, right now, it's just so. As I speak to you, David is saying, as I cry out to you, as I'm begging this of you, "Oh my God," he said, I wish it wasn't so, but it is, and I just can't help it. I just am. And then he said the things that he said from verse 6 to verse 10. And then in verse 11, he said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" Why are you still cast down? When you look up in the concordance the words "cast down," it means depressed. That's what the word means. David said, "Why are you depressed, O my soul?" And then he said, Why are you still depressed? Why are you depressed and why are you still depressed? Do you ever get depressed? You ever get depressed? I know you do, just like I do. The goal of this, I do want to point out that the goal of this is not to make everybody depressed come the end of this. That's not the goal at all. I've titled this message, True Hope for Depression. True Hope for Depression. I'm not trying to bring anybody into a depression. I want to show us some true help for those moments when we are in a depression and we cannot seem to get out. In those moments, people remind us of truths that we know. They'll see us hurting. They'll see us in these ways, in these moments, and they will remind us of truths that we know. And we will remind ourselves of truths that we know. We will say these things to ourselves, but we can't seem to get that lifting of the soul that we're looking for. And we can't put our finger on exactly why. Somebody say, well, what's wrong? Just tell me what it is. And you just can't exactly say why. We're just there. You know those moments. You have been there. We are there. Well, this is where David was. And for this particular psalm, that's where David stayed. This is so, I'm telling you, this has helped me so much. But this is where David was, and for this psalm, this is where David stayed. What I want to see is if the Lord will show us from this psalm where our encouragement can come from, even in those moments when we can't seem to find any. If you look at verse 1, it says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, that's a deer. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? My tears that just keep pouring, my tears are saying to me, where is your God? He said, Lord, I want to see you. I want to hear your voice in your word. I want to. I want to know and I want to feel your presence. Verse 4, he said, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. He said, I did those things. So verse 5, he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Cast down means depressed. Disquieted means loud. Disquieted. It's crying out. Crying out. It means to moan. It means to growl. It means to be turbulent inside. Verse 5, he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar, Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. He said, my depths make me cry out for your depths. The depths of my despair makes me cry out for the depths of your mercy and your grace and your help. Deep is crying out to deep. Verse 8. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me in my prayer unto the God of my life. Yeah, I'm still going to pray to him. Verse 9, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? I'll say to God, my rock. I know he's my rock. I'll say to him, why have you forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? He said, I know all these things. I know about the fiery darts of the adversary. I know he does that to us. I know he does that. I understand all these things. But in verse 11, he said, I can't help it. I'm still cast down and disquieted. Why art thou? Why am I? Now, this right here is where a believer's encouragement can and will come from, even in the moments when the encouragement is not there. Meaning, not felt, not experienced. This is where a believer's encouragement can come from, and this is where it will come from. Even in the moments when that believer just flat thinks it's not there. He just doesn't feel it. He doesn't know it. David said in this, what he said was, I'm still in this condition. But he said, this is what I have. I'm still in this condition. I have not yet attained what I'm longing for. I've not yet been lifted out of my sinful, sorrowful depression. But he said, this is what I have. This is what I have. The end of verse 11, he said, hope thou in God. Now listen to this. For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. David said, I may have a fallen countenance right now. A fallen countenance that I just cannot seem to pull myself out of, even though nothing that I do, nothing that I say to myself seems to be lifting me up out of this fallen countenance. He said, I know that my God is not going to leave me here. He said, I'm here. I'm in it. But he said, I know my God is not going to leave me here. Even though I cannot seem to be the health of my own countenance, no matter how hard I try, I know that he will be the health of my countenance. I know that he will be. I know that he will do that for me. And in his good time, he is going to lift me up. I know that in his good time, he's going to lift me up. I know that he's going to set me on a rock. I know that he's going to put a song in my mouth. And I'm going to praise him. I may not have it in this very moment right now, but he has put hope in me that he will do that for me, and I'm going to praise him. He has put hope in me. Verse 6 says, O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee. Verse 8 says, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. He will. He shall. He said, I may not be entering into the experience of it right now at this moment. I may not be entering into it right now. What he's saying is, weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure tonight. It may. But he said, I know joy is coming in the morning. I know it is. He will not leave me here. My God shall deliver me. I'm in it. But I know he will deliver me. That is the hope that God has given to all of his people. That is the hope, and that was the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ while he was laying in the grave of hell for his people. That was the hope of Christ, enduring separation. Separation, feeling, knowing, experiencing separation from God for his people. Enduring what the sin of his people brought on him. Can we not hear, just listen to this, can we not hear the words of Christ crying out from his cast down, disquieted grave that was owed to us? Just listen to this. Listen to our Redeemer, our Savior. The words of our substitute crying out from his lonely. He tread the winepress alone. Alone. Listen to him as he cries out from his lonely depression of his own soul. This is what he said. I am so sorrowful I could die from this. Sorrowful even unto death. Look at verse 1. Listen to Christ saying this. As he lays there in the grave for us, he says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. As I lay here in my death, my soul thirsts for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Can we hear our Lord Jesus Christ really saying to his own soul as he's lying there in the grave, lying there in God's judgment, he is not going to leave you here. He is not going to suffer his Holy One to see corruption. Here I am. Here I am. I'm in it. But he is not going to leave me here. He's not going to suffer me to see corruption and leave me here. Verse 6, he said, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Our Lord cried, I am the man who has seen affliction. I'm in it. I'm in it. Every wave and billow of your wrath and punishment has rolled over me, and I'm in it. Verse 8 says, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Did he say, why hast thou forsaken me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? For 3 days he had to lay there in utter, indescribable depression, saying to himself, verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Even if we find ourselves in a condition that the Lord is not yet pleased to pull us out of it. Even if we're in it and we're in it and we're in it. We have been given the hope of knowing he will. He will. It's coming. While you're in that moment, while you're just in that moment, you sit there holding on to the hope, it's coming. I'm not in it, but it's coming. It's coming. He won't leave me here. Just wait patiently. It's coming. Just hang on. Wait patiently. It's coming. It's coming. True hope for our continual depression, our common continual depression, true hope is in our hope. True hope comes in our hope. Our expected anticipation. That's what the word hope means. It is expected anticipation. Even if we're in a moment where we have not received the promises, we still can see them afar off. And we can be persuaded of them, even if we're just, we can embrace them. Even in that moment of our sad countenance, we can expect and we can anticipate the help of his countenance. It's coming. It's coming. We can be encouraged by knowing it's coming. I would love to tell every brother and sister who is just down and out and hurting and sorrowful and scared, it's coming. Even if it comes, it's coming. Hang in there. It's coming. Wait on the Lord. Just wait on the Lord. He'll strengthen your heart. It's coming. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, verse 22. It says, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to know the redemption of our body. We're still in it. We're still waiting. We're still groaning. Verse 24. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. That's what hope is. It is a patient waiting for it. That's what hope is. expecting it to come. It's coming. It's not, I don't see it right now, but it's coming. It's coming. Because of the promise of the one who is the health of our countenance and our God, we expect His help to come. Because of who it is that promised, we expect His help to come. He will help us. He said, "Don't fear, you worm. I will help you." And He will. He will. It's coming. We can find our comfort. We can find our encouragement in waiting for it. Just wait for it. It's coming. Look with me at 2 Corinthians 4. It says, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Now watch verse 7. He said, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." We have been given the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. We've been given the light. The light bulb has come on. We've been given the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Jesus Christ crucified. Salvation is of the Lord. All right, we have been given the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. But we're just earthen vessels. This light and this knowledge has just been put into earthen vessels, and we're fragile. We're just weak pots of clay. That's all we are. And we're very prone to cracks. And sometimes we get broken. And that just proves to us that the power is not of us. It's of God. Our helper, our healer, our health, our happiness. He is our helper. He is our healer. He is our health. He is our happiness. He is our happiness. Verse 8 right here says, now watch the word "are." We are troubled. Not we sometimes are or will be, or we are. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down. We are, but not destroyed. And why is that? It's because verse 10 says, "We are always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." All we have to do is get a hold of the cast down, suffering, depression that our Lord endured to save our souls. That's all we have to do. Just get a hold of that, and we're good. That's all we have to do. And we're good. Hope comes to us. We may still be in our condition, but hope comes to us. Expected anticipation. I may still be bearing the load, bearing the burden, bearing the whatever it is. But hope comes. Verse 14 says, "Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you." He shall. Proof is that he raised him up. He'll raise us up. He will. It's coming. Verse 15 says, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not, But though our outward man perish, oh, this outward old man is just perishing, dying, falling. I would have fainted, except God renewed that inward man, that new creation in Christ that He's put in me. That inward man is renewed day by day. Day by day. How? Looking unto Him. Verse 17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment," I know we're in it, but it's but for a moment, "it is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." The things that bring us down are the temporal things. And the things that lift us up are the eternal things. Depression is real. A sad heart can be very real for us at times. But deliverance from our sadness through the health of our God's countenance. Oh, if he would just look at us. If He would just show His face to us and we could, in our utter depression, lowliness, just say, "I see You." Deliverance from that depression is very real too. It is very, very real. And if we will keep looking to Him, this is what I would say to anybody in a moment right now, and you can't find your way out, look to Him, start looking to Him, keep looking to Him. I'm trying, but I'm still down here. Just keep looking to Him. Keep looking to Him. Keep looking to Him. He will shine the countenance of His face on you. He will. He said that He was nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. And He saves such as be of a contrite spirit. Just keep hoping in Him. Keep hoping in Him. You shall yet praise Him for the health of His countenance. You shall yet. This is the absolute truth right here. This is the absolute truth. Feelings come, feelings go, and feelings are deceiving. Our warrant is the Word of God. Naught else is worth believing. Though all our hearts should feel condemned for lack of some sweet token, there is one greater than our hearts whose word cannot be broken. Let's trust in God's unchanging word till soul and body sever. For though all things shall pass away, His word shall stand forever. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. Just hope thou in God. I shall yet praise Him. I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Just keep looking to Him. Keep waiting. Keep looking. Paul said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Whether that's in that final eternal day or whether that's in 5 minutes to help me right now, the appearing of the great God and my Savior, Jesus Christ. All right, let's all stand together.